AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tropical Storm Hermine is getting very close to being a hurricane again. It is gaining strength in the Atlantic. Daniel Brown is at the National Hurricane Center.
Hermine has just moved off the coast of North Carolina. It has strengthened a little bit, and we expect it to move northeastward, slowing down and then meandering off the mid-Atlantic coast for the next several days.
There are worries about storm surge from Virginia to New Jersey. Hermine left a mess in Florida. Governor Rick Scott says the big job ahead is restoring power.
You go around Tallahassee, it's a real problem that so many people don't have power. And a lot of people that are doing emergency response right here at the Emergency Operations Center, they don't have power in their own homes.
At least two deaths are being blamed on Hermine. Pawnee, Oklahoma is very close to the center of today's magnitude 5.6 earthquake.
It shook it up pretty good. I haven't been plumb around town and looked yet, but what I saw this morning was a mess.
Lee Wills is a local resident. The quake was felt in several states, as far away as Arizona. This is likely to bring new attention to the practice of disposing oil and gas field wastewater deep underground. Protesters were outside in Detroit while Donald Trump was inside a local church.
We want Trump up out of here!
Trump made a pitch to African Americans to vote for him in November.
I want to make America prosperous for everyone. I want to make this city the economic envy of the world. We can do that. We can do that again.
Trump says he fully understands the African-American community has suffered from discrimination and told them there are many wrongs that should be made right. A law enforcement source says a person of interest in the decades-old abduction of a Minnesota boy has led authorities to some remains. Jacob Wetterling was 11 when he was kidnapped back in 1989. It's not clear yet if the remains found in Minnesota are Wetterling's. This is AP Radio News. Tomorrow at the Vatican, Mother Teresa will be canonized a saint. There was a prayer vigil today at St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. The AP's Francis D'Amelio reports thousands of volunteers and charity workers were there to see and hear Pope Francis.
The gathering was so that the Pope could encourage them to do more volunteerism. His whole papacy has been pushing that idea. Basically, it was a way for him to say thank you for those who have done it and encourage more people not to turn a blind eye to those who are hungry, those who are poor, those who are exploited.
Mother Teresa died almost 20 years ago. She founded an order of nuns devoted, like her, to helping the poor who were sick and dying in the streets in India. Francis praised volunteers as artisans of mercy, whose hands, voices, closeness, and caress help people who suffer feel loved. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.